The New Hampshire Now program is proudly presented by Carter Hill Orchard. Pick your own apples at Carter Hill Orchard. This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show brought to you by New England College as well as Fox Ace Hardware. And this segment of the program brought to you by Rath, Young & Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. For more information, check out RathLaw.com. Rath, Young & Pignatelli, proud sponsors of political interviews here on the New Hampshire Now program. We're honored to be joined on the show right now by former U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. He was a three-term senator, a former astronaut as well, and served our country with distinction in Vietnam. Senator Nelson, how are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Chris.
Appreciate joining us for the show. So first off, I want to get your feel for where things are at in your home state, where you're calling us from, in Florida in regards to this election. Obviously, if Joe Biden is able to win Florida, he is on a path to a significant Electoral College victory. The polling indicates it's close, but Biden is up. What is your feel on the ground?
I think you've analyzed it correctly. And the reason that Joe is ahead in Florida is a major change in the component of the electorate age 65 and older. What has typically happened is that that age group has been more Republican in their voting, much to, by the way, my consternation, because it was folks like me that were the ones that were supporting Social Security and Medicare. But I think the change is because of COVID. Folks that are senior citizens just don't like the fact that Trump administration, and specifically the president himself, have botched the handling of COVID so badly that now here we are about to have another surge going forward in this pandemic.
Yeah, and you look at the last election, which I'm sure you don't want to look at too closely, but Donald Trump was able to have success in Florida, and as a large part, was able to have success there based upon the dynamic that you're describing. How much do you think does it have to do with Joe Biden and his ability to communicate with seniors as well, where he speaks in a way and of a time that a lot of people look to get back to, and even if it is kind of more imaginative than reality, a time period in which individuals work together, Republicans and Democrats put aside their differences to what's best for all individuals, where Trump's Make America Great Again certainly drew on the past a lot as well, but this type of a past that Biden describes, how much do you think that his candidacy is affecting his ability with seniors outside of just the COVID-19 environment?
All of the above, plus the fact that people recognize that Joe Biden is a genuine human being. And I think that naturally draws folks to him, and particularly the senior citizens that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you look at the first and perhaps only debate which took place, and, Donald Trump was so aggressive and confrontational and trying to prove that Joe Biden was too old, to be president of the United States. He was going to make mistakes. He was going to, say things that he, should have said, have memory lapses. And he went hard after Biden's family. And, to me, that turned off suburban women. It turned off a lot of people, not just suburban women, but it also, I thought, turned off, seniors as well. And this type of a campaign that, Joe Biden is too old to be president, a lot of people who might be nine, and you campaign and talk to these individuals, people who might be 90 years old, they look at Joe Biden and think, well, he's young. Or they may think that it's not right to treat a person that way and to pick on them for being, you know, having the natural human condition of aging.
I agree with you. I think that that so-called debate was a turning point. I think the fact that the president was so rude and confrontational in his approach, and it just turned off a lot of people, and then only to be followed by when he comes back from the hospital and does that display of almost evoking Evita Perón on the balcony in Argentina, contrasted with Joe Biden at the Gettysburg Cemetery talking about unifying the country the very next day. I think those study and contrast are the watershed point that we've seen the margin increase for Joe over what it was before.
I also think that there is amongst, you know, in New Hampshire, 38% of the voters here are undeclared independent voters. I also think there's a craving for competence again, too. And, you know, you look at your life and the what you brought to the United States Senate. You know, very often the biographies of individuals now are not to where yours is. And you look at Donald Trump, and he talked a good game, has a good storefront, but there really is just a storefront. There's nothing behind it. And I think that folks are craving, you know, a return to competency and individuals that know what they're doing. They looked at how Governor Sununu handled the COVID-19 situation here in New Hampshire, what his press conferences were like here in New Hampshire, and then they saw the president's press conferences. And going into this, you know, final month of the campaign, more people have made up their minds, in my view, than ever before, because we were basically having nothing to do for 3 months and watch these press conferences. And the president's, you know, disinterest in not really even trying on COVID-19, in my view, kind of created this environment where there is this closure towards, you know, the end of the campaign, where usually there is some swing back and forth late, and you can expect conditions to change the trajectory of the race. But do you feel that this race is more set with the electorate than other races that you've seen before, that you've run in, or that you've seen, you know, play out in Florida?
Yes, and I believe that it's not only that people want that competency, and clearly they're looking at COVID and looking at the economy, but I think they also yearn for normalcy. To stop having the huge ups and downs and crisis a minute, the tantrums, I think folks want solid, normal, competent government. They'd like to go on about their lives and not have to worry about the nightly kind of show that goes on the TV news. And so I think it's a combination of all those things, Chris.
That
and
is,
by the way, yep. I think we see that in the two that I know from New Hampshire, Gene Shaheen and Maggie Hyson. They are two great senators, and they are solid people, and they display that competence and normalcy that the citizens of New Hampshire and my state of Florida want.
That is former U.S. Senator Bill Nelson joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program from the great state of Florida, three-term U.S. Senator, astronaut, and also served in Vietnam as well. And one of the major challenges for Joe Biden, and in my view, there's going to be several. First is going to be healing a nation that is divided and figuring out how to, you know, bring people together. And another part is going to be governing in what is likely to be a fractured environment, either with Republicans clawing out to keep control of the U.S. Senate, which is looking more and more unlikely at this point. And also the fact that if Democrats control the U.S. Senate, there's a strong likelihood that they're going to want to see a more progressive agenda pushed forward, given control of the executive branch as well as the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden has been very clear about, during the course of the primary and the course of the general election, about where he draws the line on a lot of issues. Do you feel that he is going to keep to that line, or do you feel that the Senate or the House, in writing legislation and passing legislation and perhaps putting Biden in a bind where he has to support something such as a Green New Deal or something else of a nature that he has not campaigned on, do you feel that he is going to have, how is he going to go about really dealing with what is going to be a fractured Congress in one way or another?
You can tell a lot about where a fella's going by where he's been. And when you look at Joe Biden's record of 36 years in the Senate, his bipartisanship, his reaching out across the aisle to try to bring people together over and over, when you see that that same style of leadership was very apparent in 8 years as vice president, I think that's how he's going to try to govern. Lord knows we need it, because look how divided the country is now. I mean, where families are breaking up because of politics. Americans deep down are Americans first instead of party people. And I think we've lost our way recently. I saw this, for example, as a young congressman start to change when Newt Gingrich came in as speaker, and he had a much more in-your-face blood sport of politics. And it increasingly has gotten that way. In the 18 years I was in the Senate, I think increasingly it was much more comity, civility, bipartisanship in the first of that 18 years, and it got worse as it came on toward the latter years, especially after the election of President Trump. And so I think a combination of all this stuff is what the country yearns to get back to. Then the question is, assuming that we get through the transition, if Joe is elected, the transition between the November election and January 20th, I think what he's going to inherit, he's going to inherit a raging COVID virus crisis, an economy that is still ground down. Those are the two big items first on the agenda.
But do you think he has to do the first two things that I mentioned before we can get to those? Or do you have to, or do you address the, obviously as you mentioned, there are a lot of problems. I think that you have to try to heal the nation first and show either via using COVID these other issues. But I think you have to seek to heal the nation. Perhaps you can do it simultaneously by addressing these issues and showing that you're there for all Americans, and let your actions speak more than a particular speech or a particular moment. But I think that perhaps the best way is, in fact, to gain credibility via action on issues that have, a broad appeal and interest on, the economy and on COVID. And, as opposed to going at legislation that is likely to divide Democrats and Republicans. So perhaps it is best, in terms of a practical matter, but also a political matter, to make those your focuses and push aside, the big pieces of legislation that progressives and Democrats want to do once they have control.
The only way you can solve the COVID crisis and the economy is to bring people together and to have a leader that they will believe in, has the interest of the country, the people, instead of himself. And I think that's the first big challenge for the next president, who I think will be Joe Biden. Then, once you've got the country moving back, being healed, both physically, with health, as well as economically, then you can address the other issues such as climate change that are so, so important today, and all of the other ills that we have seen that have bubbled up to the top when there is times of crisis. We are seeing that. You've got to have a leader that can bring people together in order to do that.
Senator Nelson, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Hey, thanks, Chris. You're very well informed. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Appreciate that. Bill Nelson here on Hampshire Now. 1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. Former three-term U.S. Senator from the great state of Florida. This hour, the program is presented by New England College, as well as Fox Ace Hardware. And that segment of the show brought to you by Rath Young & Pignatelli and RathLaw.com. The New Hampshire Now program is proudly presented by Carter Hill Orchard. Pick your own apples at Carter Hill Orchard.